Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your home so we can begin our Wednesday morning together in God's Word. Today we're in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and today's reading offers instructions for church leaders and church helpers. In the early church, a church leader was also known as a bishop, who was the chief leader of a local congregation. Church helpers were also known as deacons, who had the task of serving people and taking care of their needs. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 3 at verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. A church leader must be without fault. He must have only one wife, be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his home and must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard or a violent man, but gentle and peaceful. He must not love money. He must be able to manage his own family well and make his children obey him with all respect. For if a man does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church of God? He must be mature in the faith so that he will not swell up with pride and be condemned as the devil was. He should be a man who is respected by the people outside the church so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap. Church helpers must also have a good character and be sincere. They must not drink too much wine or be greedy for money. They should hold to the revealed truth of the faith with a clear conscience. They should be tested first, and then, if they pass the test, they are to serve. Their wives also must be of good character and must not gossip. They must be sober and honest in everything. A church helper must have only one wife and be able to manage his children and family well. Those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. As I write this letter to you, I hope to come and see you soon. But if I delay, this letter will let you know how we should conduct ourselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. No one can deny how great is the secret of our religion. He appeared in human form, was shown to be right by the Spirit, and was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations and was believed in throughout the world and was taken up into heaven. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, where Paul writes, "Those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus." You know, beloved, it's interesting that as we read the requirements to be a worker, whether that is a leader, as a bishop or a pastor, whatever you want to call it, or as a server, one who waits on tables, or deacons, that the requirements are really quite high, because these people, whether in great positions of leadership or in positions of trust, are seen by the community as representing the Church of Jesus Christ. And so God places high standards on their conduct, so that it's important for us to put our best foot forward in this world, so we do not bring reproach, any of us bring reproach on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Sovereign God, bless and care for the leaders and helpers of your church. Equip them with integrity, good sense, wisdom, boldness, courage, and love, that they may help the church become a reflection of your realm. By your Holy Spirit, empower me to speak boldly to others about my faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and the Apostle Paul gives personal advice to Timothy. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.